I think it's probably important at the beginning of a message about this passage to recognize that it's important not to necessarily read how we understand the world and parenting and things like that into this story. Because I don't know about you, but I think I would have been in more trouble than Jesus was for this. I'm sure at some point my parents would have pondered all of this, but not immediately. Not immediately. But this kind of look from our modern perspective kind of misses the point. It's not about parenting. It's not about a child being off on their own. This passage is about us learning and it being revealed to us that Jesus was just very close with God, was very intentional about it, was very interested, was very drawn to it all. But I think there's something else that this passage is about as well. I think it's also about showing us what kind of person Jesus was going to be. Now, if you've had kids or watched kids grow up, it probably doesn't always surprise you at what kind of majors they choose in college or what kind of jobs they take. You probably look back and think, oh, well, that makes sense. She was always doing this or that, or he was always climbing up trees or running into the forest. We're not surprised he wants to be a ranger or something like that. This passage, I think, starts to give us a glimpse of what Jesus was going to be like. And that is unexpected. That's what Jesus was going to be like. Unexpected. And when you look at the rest of the Gospels, over and over you see this common theme that Jesus surprised people, that he did things that they weren't expecting. He was born in a very unexpected way, in a very unexpected place. Next week we'll be talking about the wise men, the magi that came to bring in gifts. That was pretty unexpected. He was in this unexpected place in the temple. He would go on to pick unexpected people to be his disciples and best friends. He would preach things that people weren't expecting, like love your neighbor, do good to those that do unkind things to you. He would go on and heal people and hang out with people that no one expected him to. The tax collectors and sinners seemed to be some of his best friends. Well, that was unexpected too. Even how Jesus died. And, you know, that special thing that happened 3 days later. That was very unexpected. I think this passage begins to show us that God and Jesus cannot be put into a box. And the moment that we start doing that, we get into trouble. Now, we could think, because we have the Bible, that we have it all figured out. We have the stories. We know what Jesus is all about. We would be in a lot of trouble if we thought that. And frankly, even on this morning, at this very hour, there are preachers and people standing up in churches and trying to tell people exactly what God thinks, exactly what God wants them to do, exactly how God wants them to behave. And that makes me nervous. Because God is always surprising us. One of the greatest lessons that I ever learned in ministry centered around this very idea. I started pastoring churches when I was 20 years old. I don't know why they let me do that, but they did. I was preaching to cows and chickens when I was 8. No one knew about that until my dad saw the feed bill increase, because what I would do is, well, I watched Billy Graham, right? So I would preach my sermon, and then I would take grain out of the feed trough and pour on the altar and invite the cows to come up and accept Jesus. And I'm happy to say they always did, all of them. But when I got to my first church, I had 2 churches south of Dayton, and I had this one family in one of the churches. Wonderful family. Absolutely salt of the earth. Reliable. Always at church. Always working. Always volunteering. Always there when he needed somebody. Wonderful people. But they just weren't very clean. Cleanliness was not a big deal in that family. And so one Sunday after church, as they were coming through, they asked me, they said, Pastor, it's our granddaughter's birthday today, and we're going to have a party. Would you come and have dinner with us to celebrate? And I have to say that my first thought was, I have no idea what their kitchen looks like. And I thought the very worst. And I know it's snobbish, and I've repented of that or tried. But I said, well, I can't come to dinner, but I can come afterwards for the party. I thought, you know, I would split the difference. And so I sat there that evening, figured out when I thought they were done eating. And then I went over. And they were done with dinner, but they weren't done with the cake. So when I walked in, they asked me if I wanted a piece of cake. And of course, I said yes, although I didn't really want it. And they gave me a piece of cake in a bowl. And I didn't have a utensil, and so the grandmother went over to the table, picked up a spoon off of one of the plates, shook the food off of it, and then wiped it on her shirt, which was not clean either, right? And put it in my bowl. And my stomach began to turn and churn, and I looked down at that bowl and I said a little silent prayer. Oh God, creator of the universe, please kill whatever needs to be killed in this bowl. In Jesus' name, amen. And then I started eating that cake. And I kept thinking, is that mashed potatoes I'm tasting or gravy? And the cake was dry and the bowl seemed dirty to me and everything just seemed to be going wrong with it all. And that little girl whose birthday it was, she just stood there looking up at me, just smiling as I ate her cake. Then I come to find out something. That wasn't just a piece of cake. That was the last piece of cake. And it wasn't just the last piece of cake. It was her piece of cake. She gave me her piece of birthday cake. My friends, at that moment, I realized that God would speak how God would speak, and God will do what God will do. And God will use the people that God wills. And that God will meet us how God wants to meet us. Our task is to have our eyes open and our ears open and our hearts open to be able to receive that which is unexpected. We begin today a period that's called the interim, the in-between. And I don't like to look at interim as something that it's just a holding pattern. We're not going to be in a holding pattern. We're going to do the ministry that God puts before us. For me, the interim period is about listening, paying attention, seeing what God might have for us. Because not only are you in an interim period, I am too. And so we join together as a family, as a community, and seek for God's guidance and God's wisdom. You know, even though Jesus is always doing things in an unexpected way, there does seem to be a theme. And that is that it's always more loving than people expect. Always more open and accepting than people expect. Always more caring than people expect. So, as we stand before this time, this interim, unknown time of seeking God, I don't think we need to be worried. Because God's love and kindness and caring is with us. And above all, we need to learn to trust the one we follow. And it will be okay.